darkness of the night, only occasionally relieved by glimpses of nirvana seen through other people's windows. Wallowing in a morass of self-despair, made only more painful by the knowledge that all I am is of my own making. When everything around me, even the kitchen ceiling, has collapsed and crumbled without warning. And I am left standing, alive and well, looking up and wondering why and wherefore. At a time like this, which exists maybe only for me, it is nonetheless real. If I can communicate, then in the telling and the bearing of my soul, anything is gained. Even though the words which I use are pretentious and make you cringe with embarrassment. Let me remind you of the pilgrim who asked for an audience with the Dalai Lama. He was told that he must first spend 5 years contemplation. After the 5 years, he was ushered into the Dalai Lama's presence and said, "Well, my son, what do you wish to know?" So the pilgrim said, "I wish to know the meaning of life, Father." So the Dalai Lama smiled and said, "Well, my son, life is like a beanstalk, isn't it?"
By that which some despise, which some call fake, and others lies, and somewhat small for one so tall, a doubting Thomas who would be? It's written plain for all to see, for one who I am with no more. It's hard at times, it's awful raw. They say that Jesus healed the sick and helped the poor, and those unsure believed his eyes. A strange disguise. Still write it down, it might be read. Nothing's better left unsaid. Only sometimes, still no doubt. It's hard to see. It all works out.
Furiously, they could not see the joke. 'Twas circus.
Though some might not agree,
as jugglers dance and horses prance and clowns clown endlessly, but drunk to tail the elephants, quite silent, never spoke. And though the crowd clapped desperately, they did not see the joke.
Spoken, save my last departing breath. Bring all my friends unto me, and I'll strangle them with of my madness, which in coming won't be long, for the nights are now much darker and the daylight's not so strong, and the things which I believed in are no longer quite enough.
I'd been wiser. This would never have occurred. But I wallowed in my blindness. So it's plain that I deserve for the sin of self-indulgence. When the truth was writ quite clear, I must spend my life amongst the dead who spend their lives in fear. Say that I'm a wise man. Some think that I'm a fool. It doesn't matter either way. I'll be a wise man. Teaching I'll be taught, for there's nothing hidden anywhere, it's all there to be sought.